Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Brené Brown, and I'd love to tell you about my podcast, Dare to Lead. Innovation, creativity, building a better, more just world, all of these things require absolutely courageous leadership, especially given the complexity and chaos of the world right now. The Dare to Lead podcast is a collection of conversations with change catalysts, culture shifters, some troublemakers, folks who are really daring to create and change the world. I hope you join us.
There's now a lot on the plate of President Joe Biden in an extremely polarized country. But one area where he might actually have some bipartisan support is the problem of big tech. During the Trump presidency, both the right and the left got behind their own versions of regulation for the tech giants. Multiple lawsuits were filed against Facebook and Google for antitrust violations. Those are still going on. So where does Biden take it from here? Recode's Jason Del Rey is joining us. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Teddy.
So catch me up. We're now in the Joe Biden administration. Tell me where the big tech regulation push ended as of the last day of the Trump administration.
Sure. So it seems like many, many years ago, but there was actually a big $5 billion settlement with the FTC and Facebook back in 2019. That's like ancient history. It was a big fine, but seen by many as a slap on the wrist because Facebook didn't have to actually change much of how it operates. That involved sort of data privacy. But more recently in 2020, there was a flurry of activity in the second half of the year. Five cases in all involving Google and Facebook. There's the DOJ versus Google, state AGs led by Texas against Google, state AGs led by Colorado against Google, the FTC against Facebook again, and state's attorney generals against Facebook. So there's a lot in motion right now.
Long story short, there are five different cases that are going on with various government agencies against Facebook and Google. Apple and Amazon, they have not had, or I guess Microsoft for that matter, they have not had any cases filed against them, right?
That's correct. There's, the FTC, which is Federal Trade Commission, which also is an antitrust enforcer. They've been looking at Amazon for a while now, but there is no formal suits. They've not even acknowledged the formal investigation of Amazon. So as of right now, January 2021, no cases against Amazon or Apple yet.
And the antitrust lawsuits and, frankly, the FTC lawsuits, those are going to take years, right? So we shouldn't expect an outcome from any of those anytime soon.
Yeah, it's unclear whether, you know, there might be settlements in some of them. But, you know, at least in the DOJ Google case, the starting date is sometime in 2023. I mean, how much changes in the world in that time frame? How much changes in the tech world, you know, in terms of innovation that time frame? I'm smiling as I'm saying this because it's kind of a joke just because the world will look a lot different 2 years from now.
Okay. So at the end of the Trump administration, we've got a bunch of legal action against Facebook and Google. Amazon and Apple have not had anything against them yet. And we're sort of beginning this years-long process. Joe Biden now has to select who he's going to put in his own FTC, who he's going to put in his own DOJ to sort of continue the action that the Trump administration kicked off on. And there's no indication yet, right, that Facebook and Google are going to suddenly get off scot-free because Joe Biden's in instead of Donald Trump. These cases are going to continue, not to mention some of these cases, as you mentioned, are coming from the states, not from the federal government.
That's right.
I want to talk about two roles. One is the assistant attorney general who oversees antitrust regulation in cases, which is obviously not a household name, but has a ton of power and is the person at DOJ overseeing what decisions will be made. There are a couple of names who have come up in the reporting about who Joe Biden might choose. And I think it's going to say a lot about how Biden governs big tech. Talk me through some of the names that Biden is reportedly considering.
There's two names that have mainly floated as front runners in some published reports. One is Renata Hess, seen by in these published reports as the leading contender for this role. She's a former Justice Department official under former President Obama, also known to have worked alongside Senator Ted Cruz defending Google about a decade ago, and seen by some as helping to shepherd through the Amazon-Whole Foods merger. So, you know, you have some people who are really pushing for antitrust action that are not thrilled based on her experience on paper to see her name as one of the front runners.
And then there's another candidate too, right, who has sparked similar concerns.
That's right. That's Juan Arteaga, another Obama Justice Department veteran, defended big corporations in some fraud cases. And then there's been a wild card floated, which you see people pushing for antitrust, heightened antitrust enforcement. This name they'd be happier about. And that's a man named Jonathan Cantor, who's an attorney and is seen as a legal mind behind some of the more recent antitrust cases against big tech.
Right. Okay. So that's the assistant attorney general position for antitrust. Let's talk about FTC. And I know, you know, this is pretty in the weeds, but these are different government agencies which have different regulatory and investigative powers over companies. The FTC enforces antitrust law. They were majority Republican body under Trump. Now there's a couple openings, right? And Biden has to make decisions about the FTC as well.
That's correct. You know, there are five commissioners who run the FTC. The chairman was a Republican. He has announced his retirement. And then one of the two Democrats commissioners has been nominated by Biden to head up a different consumer agency at the federal level. So there are two openings, as you said. We don't know who those appointments are yet, but we can be pretty sure that it'll be three Democrats and two Republicans. The big open question is how aggressive these two people will want to be on action against big tech specifically. I mean, that for at least Silicon Valley, that's a big question right now.
Right, right. So sort of the same considerations. People will be looking into the backgrounds and the allegiances. They'll be Democratic appointed, but there's obviously a wide range of opinion within the Democratic Party. Last possible regulatory body is the U.S. Congress, right? There was a House Judiciary Committee report about big tech's power at the end of the Trump presidency. They have some regulatory capabilities as well, right? Tell me about what the fact that we now have Democrats controlling the White House, the House, and the Senate, what could they do to big tech that maybe the FTC or DOJ can't?
One of the main powers Congress has is to create new laws, right? And so the House report you spoke about based on the antitrust investigation to big tech, there were a bunch of recommendations in there. There was a separate Republican-led report coming out of that House investigation that had some overlapping suggestions. So those overlapping suggestions that came out of the House reports between Democrats and Republicans, those now seem like a pretty sure thing that that those new laws can happen. So one of them included when a big company wants to go through with a merger, changing the onus from being on a federal agency to prove that the deal shouldn't happen to the onus being on actually the company to prove that it should be allowed. So that's one example of where there's sort of bipartisan support. You know, one of the other big deals, you know, that now we have the House, Senate, and White House all run by Democrats is that the appointments we just talked about, right, a little bit earlier, that those won't get held up. And so, you know, if Biden wants to nominate like officials who will be much more aggressive in terms of antitrust action, you know, having Democrats controlling all three entities will make those appointments more likely. And then lastly, you know, there's been talk in antitrust circles of Democrats who want to be aggressive on antitrust going with sort of a home run swing of new antitrust legislation, you know, legislation that could really break apart big tech separate from lawsuits, like actually laws that could do things like, you know, structurally separate these companies.
So this wouldn't be the FTC or the DOJ enforcing existing laws differently. This would be Congress writing new laws. That's seen as the more aggressive action.
Potentially, or altering existing laws as well. We can get into the weeds about whether, you know, big new legislation will require 60 Senate votes rather than just a simple majority to get past the filibuster. You know, there's a bunch of open questions about all of that. But just the fact is, there will just simply be more appetite to get stuff done on the topic of antitrust with Democrats controlling all three.
You can read more of Jason's work at recode.net. Jason, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Teddy.